On last week's episode of Chapo Trap House, our heroes learn that mixing rocketry with romance is a recipe for ruination. Can the Capone boys get to the bottom of this cosmological caper in time to abort Enoch Musk's torpedo of terror? Or will they suffer the slings and arrows of the mad magnate's outrageous fortune? Find out on this week's thrilling conclusion to Musks of Balaraphatep.
Felix, you're on a brilliant green field. In the distance, you see tiny cities, mesas, a swamp, a desert. Water surrounds this land. You're on an island. You're playing hoop and stick. You're doing an extremely good job, moving the stick in a circle with expert precision. But your teammates are floundering. One of them is merely doing an erratic dance like a Quaker might do. Another says, I need sticks.
I need them.
Then they all say,
I need them so bad.
Then they all say, I need stick. Do you have sticks? Can I get a stick? Seemingly out of nowhere, flaming hoops soar through the air. When they make contact with your teammates, they explode like sticks of dynamite. You look all around you, but you can't see your antagonist or antagonists. You can only hear the hoops whooshing through the air. Make a dodge roll.
That is a 2.
Really? 0-0-2?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a fucking god, dude.
You dodge a hoop about to decapitate you. You look up, and on the high ground is that burly man from earlier, that Chadwick from the factory. He's pushing 5 flaming hoops at once.
Mac, how come you keep losing to these kids?
Yeah, first of all, I don't really have the best peripherals. I actually have a job that demands me to wake up early. And often I'm less well-rested than these children I'm playing against. And also, actually, kids have better reflexes, so it's actually amazing I won as many games as I have. And also, fuck you. If I had longer fingers, I'd be able to maneuver the stick better and the hoop. And also, it's fucking RNG. It's luck.
Yo, self-pity, that's the cat's pajamas. Why don't you give it up? Why don't you give up and go back to New York where you belong?
All right, he's hit the rage button. I'm about to rage on my stick and hoop stream. Have a heated stick and hoop moment. I'm gonna call a good Protestant a papist. You know why everyone thinks we have a toxic culture?
You can do one thing. What do you do?
All right. I want to argue with Chad.
Okay. What do you say?
Oh yeah. How many fucking games have you won, dude?
He cackles at you and then sends all 5 hoops towards you. I'll say one thing you can do is make a dodge roll, but I require a hard success, which is to roll half your dodge or lower.
Got to get under 15. Let's go. All right. No, I didn't technically get a hard success. It's 27. A little better, but I do want to point out that, Chad, that's not an argument. Don't laugh at me and throw that fucking flaming bullshit at me. Oh, and you have explosives, dude. Wow, you're really fucking skilled, man.
You're
so good at the game, Chad.
You dodged the first 4 hoops, but you turn your head in the last second. The first one crashes into your face.